Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In the KGO newsroom, I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the growing chances of a wet winter.
The odds of it turning out to be a wet winter for us do go up significantly.
There have been more and more signs in recent months that a very wet El Nino has been brewing in the ocean, and now forecasters are warming up to the possibility. Here's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Several storms brewing near the equator have the potential to turn into a very wet El Nino by the time they hit California in about 6 months.
If we look at just the strongest one, the odds of it turning out to be a wet winter do go up significantly.
Warren Blyer is a science officer and says they're keeping a close eye on the forecast.
We reevaluate everything on a monthly basis.
If it does play out, we could get the biggest soaking since 1997.
For months, marine biologists have been blaming that El Nino for driving sea lions into the waters off Northern California. And within the past couple of weeks, more than a dozen great white sharks surfaced in the waters near Santa Cruz.
And she was very panicky, very scared.
In San Francisco tonight, a teenage brother and sister had to be rescued from a cliff at Land's End. Tonight, they are 15 and 16 years old, and they got stuck when they tried to retrieve a cell phone. Worse yet, when they got there, the cliff below their feet started to crumble. They were 150 feet from the ocean. The teens, though, used that cell phone to call 911, though it took rescue crews time to find the pair. Mindy Talmadge with the San Francisco Fire Department.
She couldn't really tell us exactly where she was, so the dispatcher just kept her on the line, and she listened for sirens and kind of told us, they're closer, they're farther away.
A TV news helicopter hovered over the pair as they tried to keep from falling into the water. Talmadge says people get stranded in places like Land's End a dozen times a year. And now new revelations tonight involving the stolen gun used in the killing at Pier 14 of 32-year-old Kate Steinle. Here's KGO 810's Brett Burkhardt.
SF Gate is reporting that police did not begin to investigate the theft of a gun from a federal agent's car until after the pistol was used 4 days later to kill Kate Steinle. Police Chief Greg Sir says the case has not been assigned to an inspector by the time Steinle was killed July 1st. The report says Sir could not elaborate on why such a serious case had not been investigated, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the gun could have been tracked down.
About 90 minutes after that report broke online, the San Francisco Police Department returned our phone calls here to KGO Radio, and they emphatically denied the information in that story. This is an agitated Carlos Manfredi with the SFPD.
Our senior investigator at Central Station reviewed the report and concluded that the preliminary investigation that our officers did had been done thoroughly, and there was no investigative potential. The case was not assigned to an inspector at that time.
And Manfredi says that preliminary investigation also involved a search of surveillance video in the area. They found none. They also had no suspect description. It was only after the shooting at Pier 14 that investigators realized the gun stolen from the car of a federal officer was still in San Francisco. And now to the mounting criticism of San Francisco's sanctuary policy.
San Francisco's sanctuary policy is one that needs improvement.
Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier, now the latest to criticize San Francisco's policy for illegal immigrants. It is a policy that led to the release of a convicted felon who'd previously been deported 5 times. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Jackie Speier says policies need to be clarified because across 70 to 100 other cities with similar laws, there's nothing that would have prevented someone from picking up the phone before a repeat felon was released.
Any other jurisdiction, regardless of sanctuary city status, would have informed ICE.
Speier says she's been working with the feds to find out how many other cases, like the one of Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, are pending locally. The latest in the back and forth is that the sheriff sent private transportation to pick him up, but he claims that was only after the prison system notified them of an old warrant. Hands were tied.
The Board of Supervisors needs to review their sanctuary city policies, and certainly the sheriff is not consistent.
Sheriff Ross Mercurimi had planned to hold a news conference this afternoon, but that was canceled out of respect for the funeral for Kate Steinle. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Now, before we get to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center, we've got some breaking news for you. We've got a report of an earthquake, 3.8 magnitude. It was centered 13 miles southwest of Clear Lake, 8:45 tonight. Again, a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit tonight about 8:45. Its epicenter 13 miles southwest of Clear Lake. And now to your Bay Area traffic with Lee Graham. He's in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start in San Francisco, 80 eastbound at Bryan Street. There is an accident on the right shoulder that's just about cleared and really, honestly, only frustrating. Already very heavy slowdowns. It's still jammed from 101 to Fremont, and you've still got sluggish traffic on the Bay Bridge eastbound direction from Treasure Island to the tolls in Oakland. Something else to remind you of, if you're planning to head out of the city across the Golden Gate Bridge, you want to do it fairly quickly. In about 55 minutes, they're going to shut down Doyle Drive at 10, and then it's going to stay closed through the weekend through Monday morning at 5. So, of course, you can use buses, ferries, or the Bay Bridge. If it's any comfort to you, they're going to leave the Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1 open, but that's going to be a lot of fun for Friday's commute hours for sure. 37 eastbound, still heavy from just before 121 over to Skaggs Island Road. And in Pleasanton and Livermore, 580 eastbound, that construction has you stop and go from 680 in Dublin to 1st in Livermore. And westbound 580 in Livermore, more construction. That's got you jammed from 1st to Isabel. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. We had rain in parts of the Bay Area this afternoon, and according to the weather radar, well, there are still some showers in the area, mostly in the North Bay. In the Sierra today, they had thunderstorms. Tomorrow in San Francisco and along the coast, you can probably expect some drizzle during the morning commute. Highs in the mid-60s to 80. Now, it's going to be warmer this weekend, though there will be a mix of sun and clouds. You're going to expect temperatures in the mid-60s to mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, 62 in Santa Cruz, 62 in Oakland, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
Hey, getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And back to John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom for a second with the breaking news of the earthquake, John. So it was a magnitude 3.8, is that correct?
3.8, which would have been pretty good. And if you were close to it, you definitely would have felt it.
Right. And the location?
So that's North Bay. That's North Bay, a bit inland, 13 miles southwest of Clear Lake. So you're looking north of San Francisco, north of Santa Rosa, and then a bit to the east. Is that right, Karen? Karen Reed lives up that way. And
that sounds
I just
right.
Need
I've got the map
yeah,
open.
All right. There you go. 3.8, 13 miles southwest of Clear Lake, hit about 8:45 tonight. Of course, if any of our listeners felt it, call us. We'd love to hear from you.
808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. Okay. Is that a highly populated area? Because, no, it's not. Okay.
But it is a resort area, and the lake is popular, and it is summertime. But I, you know,
yeah.
Again, while that is a pretty good earthquake,
3.8,
it's probably not enough to do any damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, and we'll check back in with you in a little bit, John. And we'll continue with the show here in the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, and we'll start with, well, somebody's got a problem. And that would be Ariana Grande. Yeah, this was 2014's Song of the Summer number 3 with Iggy Azalea. Now she has a problem. She licks donuts. Just in case you don't know who Ariana Grande is, I thought it might be good to play some of her music because, you know, if you don't follow Top 40, you probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So she's big. She's got a lot of hits. She's a major star now in, you know, contemporary radio in that format. And you see her a lot. And so the story goes, earlier this week, a video made the rounds of Ariana Grande and her boyfriend apparently daring each other to lick donuts on a shelf at a donut shop that they were not buying. And, you know, of course, there's cameras. She's a big celebrity with the young people, you know, and she licked the donuts. But what made it worse was not only was there video, she talked about, well, okay, let's play the clip. Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
she was
it.
Like, shut the bloop up. Probably just teasing her boyfriend.
Okay.
And then she says, I hate Americans.
Yeah, she
for
says,
for some reason, okay. I guess donuts equal Americans or something.
Right. Well, and she is one. She is an American. So she said, what the F is that? I hate Americans. I hate America. That's disgusting. And here's the clerk and the shop owner talking about Ariana Grande licking their donuts.
She was just, like, really rude to me. And she was like, I just need a donut professional. I was just like, okay.
One of the trays, yeah, she was licking on them, but the other tray, she spit on them. So that's 4 donuts. Why didn't she pick those? And I'm surprised she didn't lick or spit on her donuts that she got.
Oh, my God. This is, like, one of the hottest trending things out there in the Twitter world. Yeah,
right. Well, the hashtag is We Forgive You, Ariana.
Okay. Well, you know what? Jeez, Louise. So we were just talking about this story last night and the night before with Paula Deen, former Food Network star who got canned because of her racist comments in that deposition from 2013, yada, yada, yada. And then her and her husband, since she has her own network. No, was it her son? Her son. They wanted to do this Lucy and Ricky thing. Lucy, I love Lucy, and Ricky, you know, Desi Arnaz. So they decided it might be a good idea for him to be in brown face. Well, that didn't go over well. And we talked about the fact, where was the Heather? Where was the producer? Where was the director?
Who's
the manager?
Who's managing these people?
Right. Yes, Paula, you remember what happened in 2013. Why would you allow him to be in brown face with you in the picture as Lucy? My God, what were you thinking?
I think there's a new position that needs to be out there,
oh,
and it's
my
called
goodness.
Talent Whisperer.
Yeah, for sure.
I will talk in your ear and help you be sane when it's important to be
sane.
Or
talent screamer like the Heathers here. I mean, so then she did have, Ariana did have one of these people, all right? But it was so ridiculous. First thing she did was she had to pull out of the All-Star game. She was going to sing, I guess, the national anthem, mm-hmm. or maybe, you know, America the Beautiful or something, but she was going to be part of the show. Well, obviously, if you are front and center in social media around the Twitterverse, and you're saying, I hate Americans, I hate America, that's disgusting, you're going to get booed. So it probably is a good idea that you pull out because bad things are going to happen. So then she issued this pseudo-apology and blamed the whole thing on America's childhood obesity issue to BuzzFeed. What the hell?
That made things better.
Right. No, it didn't. It made it worse. So this is one of her peeps doing this because she didn't write this. I don't know that, but I'm just going to, if I were to hedge my bet, I would say it was one of her helpers. As an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me, and I sometimes get upset how freely we as Americans eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences that it has in our health or on society as a whole. The fact that the U.S. has one of the highest child obesity rates in the world frustrates me. We need to do more to educate ourselves and our children about the dangers of overeating and the poison we put into our bodies. We need to demand more from the food industry. Oh, my goodness. Okay. However, I should have expressed myself better. With my new responsibility to others as a public figure, I will strive to do better. All right. So what does that have to do with you spitting on and licking donuts?
You're a bad, bad girl. She was probably drunk, don't you think?
No. It looked to me like she was very sober because obviously there's the video is out there, you know. And she,
wow.
That's how they got the
look sober.
What the F is that? I hate Americans. I hate America. This is disgusting. So, you know.
And there's a tweet apology that we're seeing this evening.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Mangled grammar. I think she's drunk again. She can't even write or spell. But I think she meant to say, I'm 22 years old. I'm totally like making her sound normal in this. I'm 22 years old. I'm human. I still got a lot to learn. And I made a mistake. That's how I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn from my messaging, from my messing up. But that's how we grow to become better. I want to be as good as I possibly can be, Ariana Grande.
Okay. And now to make things even sillier or worse, depending upon how you see this, the donut shop is in trouble because they shouldn't have had the donuts on top of the shelf. I guess they were fresh out of the oven in a place where her or anybody else could spit on them or lick them.
Or sneeze them or a fly could land or anything.
So now the donut shop got screwed. Okay, the inspection for the Wolfie Donuts in, by the way, Lake Elsinore, is that correct, California, mm-hmm. puts the blame on for Donutgate squarely on the employee who served Ariana and her boyfriend. The report says the donut tray should not have been placed on top of the display case where anyone could access them. Ariana is not mentioned by name in the inspector's report, but does reference the video TMZ first posted of customers, you know, licking donuts incorrectly placed on the counter. Okay, bottom line is now they have a B rating and they have a week to fix the problem. keep her out of the donut shop.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She should send them whole bunch of money, like for a new donut case or something like that.
There's going to be a lawsuit. I mean, here it comes.
Do you know, I'll tell you something. My friend called this a long time ago. Here's the common thread. Our friend does Hollywood makeup and he did Britney Spears and what other pop stars were train wrecks? Anyway, and now he's doing Ariana Grande. And my friend said a year ago, she's like, have you heard of this Ariana Grande? Look for her. She's going to be a mess because Michael's doing her makeup. Something like that.
So the reality is she was acting like a punk kid in public. And okay, I guess I can, yeah, we can all swallow that. Licking donuts or whatever she was doing. But rather than apologize to both the store and everybody else that she offended, you know, she tries to deflect it with that holier than thou commentary on obesity. That was one of her helpers or something really just making everything worse.
Yeah, fire that
gasoline
person.
On the fire. Yeah.
Totally.
No one's buying it. So, S-T-H-U.
S-T-F-U,
okay.
You
okay.
mean?
Okay, yeah, well,
That too.
Okay, now we'll make more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Oh, did you listen to heavy metal as a kid? If you did, there's good news. There is good news.
You're deaf.
No. Really good news. Oh, don't go away. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up continues next on KGO 810.
Hey, Chip Franklin here. About 8 years ago, my wife and I, we discovered something. See, we're both fans of green and organic. So we were having people come over and clean our carpet, and we noticed they're using these nasty chemicals. That doesn't make any sense, does it? So a friend of mine told me about Zero Res. Now, this is 8 years ago. I've been using them ever since. Zero Res uses safe, scientific alkaline water that doesn't leave a sticky residue and dries fast. It's just water. The people that use chemicals, that's not only bad for you, but it's rotten at cleaning because the chemicals trap dirt after you use them. So call Zero Res right now. You're going to be happy you did. Call for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119, plus they'll throw in a free 10-foot hallway. Three rooms for only $119 and a free 10-foot hallway. Call 877-321-0739. Call them now for terms. 877-321-0739. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. All of us, we get a great deal. 877-321-0739. Online with Facebook, Yelp, or ZeroBayArea.com. Zero Res, 877-321-0739.
Hi, this is Dave Seymour and Peter Solaris from A&E's hit real estate TV show, Flipping Boston. We want to help you make a quick $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 a month flipping houses in your area using little or none of your own money.
Dave and I have just put the finishing touches on our best DVD yet, and we want to give a free copy to anyone who calls. We'll show you brand new techniques you can easily use to locate, evaluate, and turn houses for a quick profit.
In this new free DVD, we break down our simple techniques to start making great money in your spare time. It's all laid out for you. There's no catch. It's free for anyone who calls.
Just watch this DVD and you'll be on your way to quick and easy profits flipping houses in your area.
Call 800-738-3101.
1-800-301 to get your free DVD. Call in the next 30 minutes and Dave and Pete will also give you free tickets to a live real estate training seminar coming to the San Jose area. Call 800-738-3101. That's 800-738-3101.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about boom fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Yeah,
okay, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, the late night, late show wrap up, along with Heather and John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. And we just had, I think we should mention this again, and he'll hit it in the news at the bottom of the hour. There was an earthquake, a 3.8.
Centered just below Clear Lake, south of, all right. I guess I should say.
And we're not hearing any reports of any damage, so that's good news so far. All right, and it happened about around 8:45. According to John. So, okay, so let's get to this. As we you gotta love that. So check this out. According to this new study, people who grew up listening to heavy metal might be more well-adjusted than those who listen to other types of music. Yes, all the headbangers out there, rejoice. It is your moment. It has arrived.
They grew up healthier?
Yes. Well, there might be a few exceptions. I'll get to that in a second. So researchers found that metalheads from the 80s were significantly happier in their youth. Okay, so quote here. Fans felt a kinship in the metal community and had a way to experience heightened emotions with like-minded people. So they have become more well-adjusted as adults. Okay. Are you buying this?
No,
because, I'm with you. It's possible that the data was skewed because most of the people in the study were, quote, relatively high-functioning individuals. In other words, you know, you're not likely to sign up for a study if you're still listening to Slayer and you're getting hammered every day.
In your mom's basement.
Right, yes.
Dude, want a bong hit?
Yeah, in your mommy's basement, bitching about KGO. All right, and then, speaking of drinking and getting hammered every day, we bring you this story. Science says cocktails could protect you from getting sick. And they have a bottle of Jägermeister in the background.
Oh.
This is from Mother Jones.
Well, it tastes like cough medicine.
So, you know, I give these guys a lot more credit, so credibility-wise. With the onslaught of, we just had 4th of July and the parties, it looks like the study says the moderate drinkers demonstrated an enhanced immune response better than the teetotaling control group. And so they were looking at all of these people. Let me see. A drink of, here's the problem. The CDC says if you drink more than one or two glasses of wine or you have more than one or two beers a day or something, you're a mess. And that'll be the end of your life. This study shows that those people that were drinking moderately, not what they're saying, but probably, you know, in the four cocktail range, their immune systems, were well documented to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and improved cardiovascular function. Okay? There you have it. So don't, you know, bust out the Slayer and get hammered every night. But if you did that in the 80s, you already know. Yes, you know to behave yourself because you're well-adjusted, because you listen to heavy metal. See, it's all coming together. All right, now I want to get to, and Comic-Con has gone on. And,
oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
What about Jeb Bush?
Yes, Jeb Bush made a mess of himself today. And do you have Jeb Bush over there? We'll find it in a second. Okay. I want to play this for you. Working for the weekend. Yes. Back to the 80s for a second. We're all working for the weekend this week. After that long holiday weekend, all of a sudden we're thinking, 4-day weekends. I mean, 4-day work weeks sound good. So Mike Reno, I love working for the weekend. One of my favorite songs of the 80s, not really heavy metal, so I don't think it really helped me be well adjusted. But Mike Reno, here he is apologizing for working for the weekend.
Hi, I'm Mike Reno of Loverboy. Years ago, I sang some disparaging lyrics about the work week, claiming people were looking past it and focusing solely on the weekend. Well, it's time to admit that maybe I was a little off base. Thanks to Indeed and their 16 million job listings, more people are finding jobs that make them happy.
That's right.
So now, it's not just all about the weekend. It's more like everybody's really enjoying their time at work. And when the weekend comes, that's fine too.
Okay, well, that's really an ad for the career site Indeed.com. But
you should write them a new song.
Yeah.
Everybody can't wait for Monday to get back to work. Something
and
like that.
And then there was Jeb Bush, who put his foot in his mouth. Listen to
people
this.
People need to work longer hours and through their productivity gain more income for their families.
Okay,
that's
Jeb.
His big plan okay. for the U.S. economy.
I don't want to play semantics here, but you can't work longer hours. There's only 60 minutes in every hour. We can't add minutes. I think he means more hours. But we already work more than any other country in the world. What the hell
God.
Are you talking about?
He pissed what? Off his base and every other
God.
Person in America. We work too much.
Yeah. We need to work more hours. Okay, he said longer hours. If you can put 75 minutes in an hour, I guess that would be nice.
It's so weird because
quicker.
He has some...
What the hell?
I have the full statement. So he has some convoluted math about, you know, growing the U.S. economy.
I know,
but
yes.
What
he corrected it.
Well, I'm not sure he has.
He wants to bring
That's
up the...
That's the only way we're going to get out of the rut we're in. It's like, listen, Jeb, people shipped U.S. jobs overseas years ago. That's the problem.
Well, and he wants to grow the GDP at about 4%, which is not a bad number. But what the hell is he going to do?
But he wants me to dig in and work harder? Screw you. You heard what I said in the newsroom and everybody looked at me.
And also,
I just told him to suck my something or other.
And you know, and this is the case, and we know so many people that this has happened to that they're 40-hour jobs. They want 40-hour-a-week jobs, but they're stuck with 30-hour-a-week jobs. That's not what they want. They want their 40 hours. And they sure don't want their they sure as hell don't want their 40 hours turning into 50 or 60.
Well, and to your point, just to get by, a lot of people have two or three jobs. So they've got two 30-hour-a-week jobs and they're working 60 hours. Don't tell those people they need to work more.
What would the Donald say? We'll find out coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection.
LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your Social Security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-305-2203, 800-305-2203, 800-305-2203.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show. Coming up, Stephen Colbert was actually going to quit the Colbert Report. He had enough before Letterman dropped right on his lap. And we'll talk about that coming up next, along with Jerry Seinfeld. But first, John Libertini in the KGO Newsroom.
Well, Drex, we've got breaking news for you. More on that Bay Area earthquake.
It was just shaking for about a good 5 seconds.
There are conflicting reports at this hour, but the U.S. Geological Survey is reporting a 3.8 magnitude tremor hit Sonoma County, northwest of the geysers, east and northeast of Cloverdale and Healdsburg. It was about 8:30 tonight. We just got off the phone with Stephanie. She's at the Loch Lomond Roadhouse.
No, all of the dishes in the kitchen were rattling. All the bottles here in the bar were shaking and rattling. You can see the liquid was moving around and such. We felt it. It was a good one.
Again, a 3.8 magnitude earthquake hitting about 8:30 tonight in the area of the geysers near Cloverdale and Healdsburg. Police dispatchers in the area say they've received no phone calls about the earthquake, no reports of damage or injuries.
And she was very panicky, very scared.
In San Francisco tonight, a teenage brother and sister had to be rescued from a cliff at Land's End after they tried to retrieve a lost cell phone. The 15 and 16-year-old were 150 feet above the ocean when the cliff below them started to crumble. The teens used that cell phone to call 911, but it took rescue crews time to find the pair.
She couldn't really tell us exactly where she was, so the dispatcher just kept her on the line, and she listened for sirens and kind of told us, they're closer, they're farther away.
That's Mindy Talmadge with the San Francisco Fire Department. A television news crew helicopter hovered over the teens as they struggled to keep from falling into the water. And now to the problems on the eastern span of the Bay Bridge. A group of internationally renowned scientists and engineers telling Caltrans today immediate action should be taken on the cracked and breaking rods on that bridge. This is Leah Robinson-Leach. She's with Caltrans.
Those recommendations happen to be a dehumidification system to more thoroughly dry out most of the anchor rods, as well as a special jack system to facilitate the cleaning of the rods.
The anchor rods weren't grouted right by the contractor and are sitting in water.
We want to make sure we are thorough and that we are transparent.
Bay Bridge spokeswoman Leah Robinson-Leach.
This seismic system was designed to ensure that during a seismic event, there's no uplift during a massive quake.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. Well, some know him as Magnum PI, but in Southern California tonight, he is the guy who had to reach a settlement with a local water district over for allegedly stealing water. That's Tom Selleck, accused of stealing water near his Southern California home. Details of the settlement not public yet, but correspondent Jim Rube tells us this dispute has been percolating for years.
We simply want it to stop.
Eric Berg with the Cayegas Municipal Water District in Thousand Oaks says the district sent Selleck a cease and desist order 2 years ago, demanding his water trucks stop unlawful fill-ups from a public hydrant in a water district in which Selleck doesn't even live. The Selleck trucks continued to siphon. A private investigator says trucks were seen siphoning from the hydrant at least four times in March. Along with stopping the stealing, the suit seeks to recoup the cost of the PI, about $22,000.
There is a battle brewing over music services. Spotify is reaching out directly to iPhone users following the launch of Apple Music. Correspondent Bill Michaels now with the 411.
The streaming service is contacting customers to encourage them to buy their $10 premium service instead of paying for Apple Music. According to The Verge, an email sent to some iPhone users explains that Apple Music's $10 subscription comes with an added 30% charge.
It is a tough business. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:34.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway? Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with GoodJet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A GoodJet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOODJET or 800goodjet.com. Good Jet, we love your schedule.
We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center tonight. Lee, how's it looking out there?
Got a few issues, John. Got a few issues. Los Gatos, southbound 17 at Los Gatos, Saratoga Road. An accident involving a motorcycle is in the center divider, but the fire department is blocking the left lane, so traffic is at a near standstill back to Lark Avenue. But no other issues right now in the South Bay. Richmond, westbound 80 at Richmond Parkway, an accident blocking lanes 2, 3, and 4. So jam-ups actually aren't that terrible, but what there is stopped almost back to Appian Way. San Francisco, northbound 101 construction causing some stop-and-go traffic from Chrissy Field Avenue to Lincoln Boulevard. And construction on northbound 1 has you jammed from 101 back to Lake Street. And I want to remind you, while we're in San Francisco here again, in just about 25 minutes, Doyle Drive will be shut down, and they will keep it closed for construction through Monday morning at 5. It's going to be brutal. They are going to leave the Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1 open, though. They suggest using Caltrans does, using buses, ferries, or the Bay Bridge as alternate routes. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, according to the weather radar at this hour, we've still got some showers moving through the Bay Area. Tomorrow morning, you could expect some drizzle during the morning commute, especially along the coast and in San Francisco. Highs tomorrow, mid-60s to 80. Over the weekend, expect a warmer weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, though. Temperatures mid-60s at the beaches, mid-80s inland. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got overcast skies and 61 degrees in Oakland. It's 65 in San Jose. It's 61 and raining in portions of San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are you looking to have non-consensual sex with Bill Cosby? Take the only doctor-approved over-the-counter medication endorsed by Cosby himself. Prescription strength Cosbitol. Cosbitol works fast to get you in bed with Bill Cosby, whether you remember it or not. Warning, do not take Cosbitol if you want to be conscious while having sex with Bill Cosby. Side effects may include having sedated sexual relations with an incoherent, rambling old man.
I'm telling you where the road is out. Now, you want to go here or you want to be concerned about who's giving you the message?
Cosbitol, now available wherever roofies are sold.
Oh, my. And he's in even more trouble. It looks like the LAPD said now that they are investigating him, but it's still early. Also, the bronze bust of him was just removed from Walt Disney World's Hollywood Studios theme park. So, but you still got Whoopi on your side.
And they're taking away his Medal of Freedom?
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know that they are, but
there's a petition.
Yeah, there is a petition. All right, there's several things. That, speaking of Whoopi, on The View today, Rosie Perez said that she was leaving the show, and I got a little emotional.
I've decided it's time to move on. And I will say that today is very bittersweet for me. I'm excited for what is to come, but I am so sad to leave The View, the staff, the producers, ABC, and especially these two ladies. I want to thank you for your friendship, Nicole, and your intelligence, and your wit, and your sunshine. Whoopi, I want to thank you for everything, your guidance, your professionalism, most of all, your friendship. It's a dream.
Oh, good God. When is this going to end?
And you are truly the captain of the ship.
Oh, it was a cry fest. She was only there less than a year.
Good Lord.
You know, I have to feel sorry for her because, you know, all of this.
Feel sorry for the audience.
Hold on a second. No, they were going to can her, allegedly. And then it apparently leaked out that they were going to do that. So then they backed off and time went by.
And she quit anyway.
Well, yeah, but why did she quit? Did she quit or was she going to be fired? Did she have a choice in it? I don't know. You know, and the other lady's gone too. Anyway, so she's working in Larry David's Broadway production. I forget what the name of it. Something with fish. Oh, Fish in the Dark. Yeah, Fish in the Dark. So she's got a job, and she's going to go back to doing those sort of things. And I don't know. She was kind of out of place. Michelle Collins will replace her. And whoever that is, she's a comedian. I don't know who that is.
Never heard of her.
And the other lady who we never can remember who she is, the Republican, the one Republican.
Yeah. No idea. I would never watch that show.
She's out
I think
there
I would
too.
Break out into hives.
Well, it used to be great.
Actually, I watched it one time when Dr. Dina Dell was on it. Oh, my God. The guy couldn't get a word in edgewise. A bunch of hens hanging around eating.
I disagree. I was a big fan of the show for a long time, and it just went off course, and then they kept replacing hosts, and it just got – it's a hot mess. All right. let's talk about this new MTV show, Publicly Shaming White People for What They've Done in America. This is no joke. This documentary is hosted by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jose Antonio Vargas, an illegal immigrant and amnesty activist who has worked for The Washington Post and HuffPo. The trailer for the show, which has been widely criticized on YouTube. Oh, it's a firestorm out there.
Wow. YouTube comments.
Right, exactly. features white people expressing angst about how they are desperate to appear, not to appear racist or offend people. So, you know, there is backlash for the public shaming of white people. So, boy, we just go from bing, bang, bada boom, don't we? All right, let's hear the trailer.
You say the wrong thing, then suddenly you are a racist.
I'm trying to be careful here.
I don't want to offend people.
I feel like you guys are attacking me now.
If I bring up any sort of race issue with my parents, they immediately assume that I'm demonizing them.
How might your life be different if you weren't white?
We've never had to internalize what white people have done in America, but here, you can't escape that.
Feels like I'm being discriminated against.
You kind of get this feeling that things belong to you.
I'm getting uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
Hey, this is great. Let's get all uncomfortable together.
Ta-da!
And there you have it. That's the trailer, and I think it's supposed to be controversial, and it is.
Well, it looks very compelling.
Right.
I mean, at the same time, I think they... I don't know. You know, they got a lot of producers working on it and cameras rolling. So it has a little bit of that reality show feel. And people end up crying because they just do.
Well, let me just throw this at you. When is the last time MTV did anything controversial or got any notice about anything? So at least this is something.
At least someone's trying.
Yeah, someone's trying.
And it's a very interesting conversation to have, I think, too, especially now. And with millennials, et cetera, et cetera. So...
yeah, tweets are crazy. I just looking at some of them here. Well, actually, these are YouTube posts. Okay, I'm black. I'm black. Even I know this show is straight up racist, only because it's stereotyping white people. All white individuals are not like that. Wrote one respondent. You want an uncomfortable conversation on race? Let's talk about violent crime stats, shall we?
But they haven't seen the show yet. They're just watching the trailer and judging?
I guess.
It's not, no. You gotta throw it out. No. I mean, give it a chance. It looks like, it could be really compelling.
Another one says, let me get
this
straight.
I mean, I sat there and watched the whole trailer while I dubbed it for us to play tonight.
Yes, and I saw it too. And you only want white people to feel uncomfortable at it another. And then one other one said, F you, MTV, I will never apologize for the skin I was born in, nor apologize for being male or for being straight. And
no one's asking you to apologize. Yeah,
look, it is, that's what it is. It is, you know, that's what social media is. People going crazy
YouTube's
over a trailer.
Well, YouTube's the worst, too. I think people have these phony screen names, and they say horrible things, and they say racist things, and they say, you know, homophobic things.
Well, and they hide behind anonymous or whatever. That's what they do.
Of course. That's what I said by screen name.
Okay. Comedians in cars getting coffee. Did you see this? I can't wait to see this. This is going to be the last episode, and it's with Stephen Colbert. All right?
Oh.
Yeah. And he looks, I guess he's doing this on purpose. He looks like an old man. He's got long, like, hippie hair and a full beard, full stash.
As though he grew it out during his time off.
Right. So he could have some privacy because he does not look like Stephen Colbert as you remember him on Comedy Central. Anyway, here he is on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee and Jerry Seinfeld talking about ending the Colbert Report.
You're one of the greatest television performers I have ever seen.
Can I get out here?
I'm just telling you that.
That's very nice of you to say.
You really are on TV.
You had to do that. You had to put on TV.
Well, I've never seen it. You're not a stage performer.
I was at a certain point.
Yeah, but I never saw any of that. I'm telling you what I saw. There's a lot of people on TV, Stephen. A lot.
You're very nice.
What you did with that character and the energy and the fun, you never seemed tired.
I was ready to stop.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I was going to stop whether or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The Letterman thing fell in my lap. Why'd you stop your show? Your show was a very good show, Jerry. We were one of the greatest performers I've ever seen on television. On NBC. One of the greatest performers I've ever seen on NBC.
Well, he was kidding.
Yeah, no, it's all fun. No, but I do believe the part that he was done doing the Colbert Report. Yeah, I believe that part, sure.
Oh, I don't at all.
Sure.
Talk about top of your game.
Well, why would you think differently? Jon Stewart had enough, too, and there was no particular reason.
Well, he certainly hadn't done it nearly as long as Jon Stewart, and then I think, as that persona, you can just go forever.
I know.
Because
you're not
yourself. You get to live in the body of this weirdo.
Right.
And the world keeps giving you great material all the time.
But being in show business, you know, you have to understand that people want another platform and they want diversity and they want to do something else. They don't want to do the same
thing. That's true.
Always. Yeah,
I think you're
right. There's an evolutionary
process
through everybody's
life. That character is something else, man.
Well, I can't wait to see the transition to CBS.
Right. I mean, he lived, breathed, and ate that character. I couldn't believe how he'd do these interviews, and you didn't know what the person was going to say, and yet he would have a response as that weirdo tea party, whatever. Like, he just lived it. Anyway.
The show starts in about a month.
He's amazing.
All right. Last night we were talking about Dustin Hoffman and him.
I think he starts right after Labor Day, actually.
Okay. Dustin Hoffman yesterday was saying that movies suck now in America because they don't put any money and they crank them out like a machine and they're all sequels and, you know, they shoot them in about a month and they're all CGI'd and this, that, and the other.
It's Michael
Douglas has jumped on top this thing. And he has something to say about it, too. And we'll get to that along with the good news, which is on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, CertaPro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at CertaPro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C, 800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Come to AT&T Park June 26th through the 28th and help our Giants rock the Rockies. The fun begins Orange Friday the 26th with Fireworks Night presented by Snapple. On Saturday the 27th, the first 20,000 fans get a pair of Giants World Champion Skyline socks, courtesy of Johnsonville. And Sunday the 28th is Hello Kitty Day with Hello Kitty bobbleheads to the first 20,000. So cute. So get your seats now at sfgiants.com/tickets. We are SF. We are Giants.
Attention opportunity seekers, how would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10, right here live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. All right, so let's get to the good news. And I will tell you, this is one of the things that you should keep in mind if you want to be a millionaire. But first, we need to get to Michael Douglas and him talking about, and this is the follow-up to Dustin Hoffman's comments about what the problem is with the movie industry. Well, yesterday he said that there's too much CGI. They keep doing sequels. They don't put any money into it. They don't put any time or effort into it. And it just sucks. But he says, however, American television is at its best that it's ever been. So Michael Douglas chimed in and says British and Australians are getting American roles because they're better actors.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Michael Douglas thinks that British and Australian actors are getting a lot of the best American roles now because they're better actors than they deserve to. In an interview with The Independent, which is a British newspaper, he says American actors today are too caught up in their image and they don't really study the art of acting anymore.
Wow. Quote,
in Britain, they're taking their training seriously, while in the States, they're going through a sort of social media image conscious thing rather than formal training. Everybody's much more image conscious than they are about actually playing the part. And that's really true if you think about it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that to pile on with what Dustin Hoffman said yesterday, he also thinks Australian actors tend to be more masculine now. Quote, in the U.S., we have this relatively asexual or unisex area.
Funny.
Sensitive young men that we don't have many Channing Tatums or Chris Pratts while the Aussies do.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he might have a point there. It seems like we've got a lot of Zac Efron's or John Hamm's now.
People
but Australia. Yeah. And Hemsworth, when you think of the Australian guys, Hugh Jackman. Exactly. All right. So here's the good news. The good news is we have the traits that millionaires have. Yes, you just have to figure it out. So here's the quick story. So self-made millionaires always said that it took a lot of effort and determination to get where they are, but there might be one thing that you can do to increase your chances. A journalist named Napoleon Hill interviewed a bunch of millionaires while he was doing research for this book. This goes back to 1937, and it was called Think and Grow Rich, and he found that all of them had one trait in common, and that was decisiveness.
Oh, being decisive. Interesting.
Yes, yes.
Because we've done those studies in recent weeks on overthinkers, et cetera.
Right, right. Yeah, and we'll get to that tomorrow night on the Friday night show. But, yeah, so this goes back to 37, and it was all about decisiveness. So he analyzed characteristics of over 500 millionaires, and every single one of them made quick, snap decisions quickly and confident. You know, they were very confident about their decisions. Mm-hmm. And being confident is everything about being decisive. So he also found that people who struggled financially tended to make more decisions a lot slower. They second-guessed themselves a lot. So even when they finally made a decision, they had this habit of changing their mind. Obviously, that doesn't mean you just get rich by making faster decisions, but if you're trying to start a business, it can help.
Okay, I got to go. I'm going to cash out my 401k right. And start that hat company.
I think the bottom line is here, what is not being said, is usually your gut feeling is right. So that's
now,
the decision you should go with.
In 1937, there was no such thing as a GoFundMe or an Indiegogo site either.
Right, yeah.
To back you up. Right. Did they even have venture capitalists then?
But I love the decisiveness thing.
Yeah.
Which is basically go with your gut and make that decision and then stick with it.
Chocolate or vanilla?
And let it grow.
Chocolate.
All right, let's thank our guests. We had great guests tonight. Devon Bogan, who's the program director for everything that is working in Richmond. Yes, Richmond used to be...
They've got a really great chief of police, too, just saying.
Yeah, about crime and Chevron, and it was just a mess. And there's a great story in the June issue of San Francisco Magazine.
Oh, my God. It. Well, the story is everywhere, because every city wants to know what are they doing there.
Well, they're mentoring people who have a problem with crime, and they're actually paying them a stipend to behave themselves. And turns out it's working. Compared to the cost of incarceration or policing, you know, it's a great thing. So it was a great conversation during the 7 o'clock hour. You can check it out or download it and listen to the podcast at kgoradio.com. And then John Hamilton from On the Go, who does the Sunday morning show, he talked about traveling the Golden State, which was a fantastic hour. And we thank him very much for joining him and for joining us. And you can join him again on Sunday morning at 9
a.m. Great road trip ideas.
Yes, fantastic. I'm going to Ferndale. What do you have on there? Shasta, Ferndale, LaPorte.
Yeah, San Luis Obispo.
It was number one. Yeah,
what was the other one?
Yeah. Obispo. But Ferndale
anyway,
was
it's at Facebook if you want to check out the list.
Yes, KGO Radio. Have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO Radio 810.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway? Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with GoodJet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A GoodJet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOODJET or 800goodjet.com. GoodJet, we love your schedule.
Make this 4th of July a no-brainer. Hey, it's Sean Del Grand of the Del Grand Dealer Group, a.k.a. DGDG.com. And when you visit DGDG.com, you can buy any one of our over 4,000 vehicles with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our brand-new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So be happy at DGDG.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works, guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.